Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pfizer seeking emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine. Here in the U.S., Pfizer is asking regulators to allow this, the emergency use. They're going to file that, I suppose, today. And not a minute too soon. Good morning, Michael Bauer. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and a happy Friday to you, Leah.
I can't tell you how happy I am that this Friday is here, and I'm just going to unplug.
Yeah.
I'm just going to turn everything off and spend a bunch of money playing the ponies this weekend.
There you go. I like that plan. That sounds like a good plan.
You know it. So what are they doing? How much money are they going to burn up there on Capitol Hill?
right now, and I'll say this, to some people it's calming, none, because they can't seem to get anything done, and they've gone on vacation. So you're seeing the Senate, as of Wednesday, go home for Thanksgiving break. Today, the House will go home for Thanksgiving break. In the midst of this pandemic, where you've got economists who are very concerned about what's happening, going, you guys might want to get something together here pretty soon. I mean, not for nothing, but when you guys return, it'll be the beginning of December.
Yeah.
The end of December is when a lot of these things you put in place for that first round of stimulus will wrap up. They'll be done and over with, and they will expire. So you might want to get something done here. When you had the unemployment numbers jump as they did yesterday, 31,000 people, now a total of 742,000 for the week, that's something that economists are looking at closely, because you might remember back in October we had that kind of straightening out. The economy rebounded, right? Unemployment fell to a seasonal rate, which was good. Ooh, that's fantastic. Everything kind of flattened out. Well, now that this number is rising in unemployment, that's a concern, saying that maybe we've gone through the flattening out stage, and maybe now economists are saying the labor market recovery is going into reverse. So that's warning sign for them.
It seems that governors are starting to put the kibosh.
Correct.
And, you know, we have, you know how in different states there are different health officers who basically control the county. And so there's some of that going on, even if the governors aren't doing it. You know, so people are being told they can't open their business yet. Walmart is just fine. Home Depot, fine.
Exactly. How does that happen? So people who have a local bar or restaurant across from Home Depot get to turn their lights off and watch Home Depot still have a full business in effect. How does that happen?
I know.
And that's the concern, because now restaurants, at least four different states, have to close down. So maybe they just opened up in the last couple of months, and now they have to shut down again. Philadelphia and Chicago have reinstated stay-at-home advisories. All of that is going to have a big impact on the economy here going forward. When you have the CDC saying people shouldn't travel for Thanksgiving, is that going to have an effect on airlines or restaurant chains or hotels? And for people that already weren't necessarily, Leah, getting around, weren't traveling much anyway, there was already a decline. Now we're looking at that having a concern. Restaurant bookings are going to be shocked with this as well. And if you're staying home, it means you're not going out, you're not shopping, and that means less employment. So all of that stuff trickles back down. And what economists say, and they have been for the past few months, trust me, saying this to the Congress, is you guys have got to get a stimulus package together. We know you can't agree on things. We know politics plays heavy in this, but you got to think of the American people, and you've got to get something done. So what do? Go on vacation. And that's kind of where you would expect this to happen right now, but that's exactly what's happening, and it gives them a much more limited time to get anything done when they come back.
Yeah, you know, in the back of my mind, because I always think of these people on Capitol Hill, both sides being just wicked, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking at least the Democrats are believing they're going to take both of those Senate seats. And then they don't have to negotiate any package with them. I mean, AOC basically said, we don't want to negotiate. We want the Senate seats, and we're done. So maybe that's what they're thinking about.
That's what they're asking for Santa, that's for sure. That's what they've put on their Christmas list. And I don't know that that's going to happen for them, but that's what they want to happen. In my dream world, I just want to see Adam Schiff and Jim Jordan eating Swanson Hungry Man meals for Thanksgiving while they're hammering something out, while the rest of us are still trying to figure out what we're doing for Thanksgiving.
Yes. You know, this is a bad situation, but Pfizer seeking emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine today. Please, let's just get the avalanche of vaccines going. That's what we need.
That's what I'm waiting. That's my Christmas wish right there. Let's get that out there as soon as possible and see if we can't put this kibosh and then a halt on this COVID as soon as possible.
Amen. Michael Bauer, I have so enjoyed talking to you this week. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and JT will be back soon.
You too. Be safely. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, he's talking about, people putting off traveling and stuff. I can't tell you how many airline tickets I have canceled this year. It's outrageous. I was going to go to California, I don't know, three times. I was going to go to Florida. I was going to go to Kentucky, everywhere. And I've had to cancel them. And they're all with Southwest. And it's really kind of hard. I don't even know what to do to get the money back at this point, because they're doing something weird. I have to investigate. And of course, it'll probably be too much time and I'll lose all that cash. Who knows? It's just a mess.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.